This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, I sound hoarse. Woo, that sounded hoarse. Okay, I tried to sound a little bit more feminine and lovely sounding. Apparently, we got a lot of new listeners. KLID, WFAS. We got, like, tons of listeners out there that are new, and I really, really welcome you. Thank you guys so much. I know you got plenty of choices. I'm usually a lot more sexy sounding than this. This is just, like, a real off day, right? And for my, you know, chronic listeners, you know, my long-standing, long-term care hospice, right, long-term chronic listeners, just kind of go with it. Tell them I sound sexy, all right? For those of you who are new, thank you again for joining us. This show is a very, very good show. Okay, hey, come on. Come on, everybody, come on, be nice. We're introducing the new listeners. Let's introduce the new listeners, okay? All right, let them know what my show is about. So the Dr. Dahlia Show is a in all honesty, it's a good show. We answer medical questions. We talk about medical topics with the utmost competency and intelligence. We have a Dr. Dahlia news team that researches every answer I give you. Over and over and over. No, they don't. If I don't know the answer, I don't know the answer. I answer the questions I can. We talk about the news, right? Right? There's news outside the song goes, give me the news. Okay. And then, we talk about what I'm really interested in, which is, myself. Yeah. And Michael Fassbender. For those of you who doubt my credentials, I am a medical doctor. I went to medical school at the University of Nevada School of Medicine. I did my last year at UCLA. Graduated from Reno. Did a residency in Las Vegas, Nevada, which was a very, very exciting time in Las Vegas. Very, very busy. And then I opened up my practice in Las Vegas while I was in training, I worked as an emergency room physician in Lake Havasu, Arizona, where the London Bridge is. I still don't understand why we have the London Bridge. I think I heard in London, I guess somebody sold it to somebody. It was supposed to be, I don't remember. I got to find out why. But anyway, the London Bridge is there. It's really, really cool. Yeah, there's a bridge from London in the middle of Lake Havasu. Yeah. A bridge that was snowed on and dealt with very cold, bitter weather is now in the middle of a desert over a lake. But it works. It works for us. It looks good. It looks great. Worked at urgent cares while I was building up my practice because I love ER and I love urgent care. Opened up a family practice. Started radio a few years into that. Right? That's why I'm in radio now. Right? Look, I gotta tell the new listeners my story, my spiel. Just sit tight, please. Yeah, like you're really interested in all the medical news. Just sit tight. Let me finish my spiel. About 8 years into my medical practice, 2008, medicine and healthcare started to go down the drain. By 2009, it tanked. Now, I just, for the life of me, can't fathom what happened in 2009. Maybe you guys could. But the poop really hit the fan. And people lost a lot of jobs, and the recession hit really hard. And so, I went on air to give free medical advice as a community service. And for some reason, people found it entertaining. Apparently, prostate lobes and cholesterol levels and rectal abscesses are really a hot, item in the media. And so the show expanded, and I'm very, very grateful to all the affiliates that took on the show, as well as XM Radio and then iHeart Radio. And I'm really, really grateful to GCN Network And KDWN and KLAV were my first homes. And then GCN Network is now my home. GCN Network took me as I was going into puberty in radio. Now, for those of you that don't really understand radio hosts going into puberty, it's pretty ugly, okay? You know, the pimples and the hormones and the underarm hair and the breast development that occurs allegorically, is that the word for it? Anyway, figuratively, in a media personality, is a very, very rough time. And GCN provided the structure, right? Provided the parenting that I needed, such that I could fully blossom and menstruate into the radio host I am now. Now, some of you have asked if GCN is ever going to fire me. They could. They could. If my show ever, went down in ratings. But you see, the key to that is there's not really much lower I could go. So if the ratings come out and they go, all right, Dr. Dahlia, let's look at your show. And they go, they didn't go down because they're on the basement floor. I can't get fired. And that is the key. To any job. We talk about jobs a lot in the economy on the show. Sometimes you don't want to stand out and be the best salesperson or be the best you could be because all of a sudden, if you're not up to your game, your game's not on, you look like you're at a loss. But if you always are at the bottom, below the radar and, kind of just, lay low, sometimes you could really, keep a job a very, very long time. Now, sometimes I do, in anything I do, I like to stand out and I like to show off. I like to peacock and I like to strut my stuff. Sometimes I think I could hit the note. Sometimes I think I could do the dance move. Sometimes I think I could, tell the story. But, and I want to make a difference. I want to make things happen. But, when it comes to keeping my radio job, I need to lay low. All right, we got a lot to talk about. I know many of you guys are trying to catch the Game of Thrones leaked. Just wait till Sunday, for crying out loud. Yes, I am a big Game of Thrones fan. But we do have to talk about other issues, like what happened with the Cowboy-Cardinal game yesterday. Oh, it was boring. It was so boring. Okay, it's amazing how when it's not, it's the preseason stuff or the Hall of Fame game, it's boring. Even the newscasters were covering it. But more news on alcohol, more news on suicide, and your questions. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I need to find some more information on diet soda turning into formaldehyde, the aspartame turning into formaldehyde when you leave a hot drink in the car. We've been talking about that, how you don't want to drink a old diet soda that was sitting in your car heating up. But, you know, now that I'm trying to do the coffee thing, so I think I'm on 3 weeks of coffee now where I try to drink some coffee during the day. I don't put cream in it because I don't want the cholesterol. But I can't stand the taste. So I've been putting Splenda, artificial sweeteners. And I guess the thought just occurred to me, if we don't want to drink a heated up diet soda in the car because of the concern of formaldehyde being derived from the aspartame, etc., then, and Splenda doesn't use aspartame, but then my concern is, it uses sucralose, but my concern is should I not be putting artificial sweetener into my piping hot cup of coffee? So a lot of people just put regular sugar in their coffee. That needs to be studied. See, okay, I can't be the one studying these things. Those are for like the real smart researchers, okay? My job is to talk about things and tell people to do things. Okay? My job is to tell people to, you know, go and study it. But I can't get off my butt. How am I supposed to study it? What am I supposed to do? But I've been putting artificial sweeteners in my hot coffee. And if that's an issue, you know, somebody's gotta know. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's talk about men's sexist attitudes. And do women want that? Now, there's a study that came out, right, talking about how the age at which a male first sees pornography is associated with certain sexist attitudes later in life. This is according to a team of researchers from the University of Nebraska. But is sexism what is needed to, I guess, attract the female? And this is a very, very kind of hot topic that we need to discuss. So let's first talk about this survey about young boys and porn. Apparently the survey revealed that the younger the first viewing occurred, the more likely the male was to want power over women. While if they were older, they were more likely to be sexually promiscuous. Of the 330 undergraduates surveyed with a median age of 20 years old, the average age they first saw pornography was 13. And that makes sense because that's when boys, you know, start to go through puberty. Maybe 12 things start, but, you know, usually we kind of see a lot of the activity when they're 12, when they're 13. And so that's when they'd be interested. You know, boys are like, oh, girls. And all of a sudden they're like, well, really? Boobies? They say the youngest one surveyed was only 5 years old, while the oldest was 26. Lead researcher Alyssa Bishman and her team asked the men, the vast majority of whom were heterosexual and white, when they first saw porn and whether it was intentional, accidental, or forced. Then they were asked, so forced is like, you know, big brother say, look at it. Or, you know, at school, like, I don't want to see it, I don't see it. And I was like, no, look, you know, I got a Playboy magazine or whatever, even though you don't really see Playboy magazines anymore in print as much as things are online. So they were then asked 46 questions, which measured how they conformed to one of two behavioral traits, seeking power over women or sexually promiscuous behavior and living a Playboy lifestyle. They found those who saw porn young were most likely to agree with the statements that asserted male dominance, such as things tend to be better when men are in charge. The researchers were surprised to find that seeing porn later in life was associated with a Playboy lifestyle, such as preferring to frequently change sexual partners. Now, researcher Christina Richardson said this could be because those who were exposed to porn early often did not enjoy sex in real life. I don't know if I disagree with that. They say these men often have a lot of performance anxiety with women in real life. Sexual experiences don't go as planned or the way they do in pornography. See, I don't know if it's the age at which people see porn. I would say quantity. Personally, I think if you're watching porn every single day and wifey doesn't do 1/1000th of the things you see in porn, you're going to be disappointed. But if you see porn once in a blue moon, I don't think it's going to be as big a deal. So that's the take I take on this. But anyway, they say those who look at porn later enjoy sex in real life and may be more likely to live a Playboy lifestyle. So anyway, the research was presented at the American Psychological Association's annual convention. All right, now what about this whole sexism, macho, a guy needs to be in charge? Let's go back to caveman days, okay? Now, and mind you, okay, I am so glad I live in the year 2017, and my foremothers did the great work that they did getting equality for women, okay? I need to just preface what I'm about to say with that, all right? I think we should have equal rights for all, men, women, transgender. The progress we've made should not go back some. But from a scientific level and from an evolutionary standpoint, we need to dissect why certain male attitudes might have been advantageous. in nature. Okay? Let's go back to caveman days. Right? You have the wife, you know, hunting and gathering. And she hunted and gathered too. You have the male. Okay? But the male was bigger. The male would have his alpha male peacocking cockfights with other people. He would provide, right, for family. Usually they're bigger than females. Most men are bigger than females. And this idea of protection and providing and a male doing that for a female, it's very sexy to a female. And if a female wants to make sure that her male is enamored and able to perform, sometimes her being the dominant figure doesn't always work. Now, I know some of you guys are watching Billions, and apparently this, I don't know, S&M type stuff turns on some of the characters. But men don't want to be emasculated all the time, and they don't want to feel like the woman is running the show. That's not very sexy. Now, in my particular household, all right, you guys can tell that I am very, very vocal. And most of the decisions that are made because I approved them. Now, do I run around and act like I am the boss or the king of the castle? Oh, no, 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 no. That's daddy. And it works better that way. He's the man. He's the one that kills the spiders. He's the one that lifts the heavy things. He's the one, I mean, I'll ask permission to. Hey, it doesn't matter. Even if he says no, I'm going to do it anyway. But I still ask permission and I give him the facade that he's in charge because he likes that and it's sexy. And so, you know, we talk about equality and we need equality and, you know, equal pay and you know, we need to be treated, you know, man, women, transgender, we're all people. We should be, you know, there shouldn't be this hierarchy of, all right, well, it only gets done better if a man does it or a woman does it or whatever. But sometimes we need to be very, very realistic about the differences that men and women provide. All right? You know, if you are trying to model a bathing suit and a sexy bathing suit, you're not going to be able to use a male model. You're going to have to use a female. And you're going to have to use a female who's curvy. Now, we accept that in the modeling world. All right? That could be technically sexist. But we accept that like, oh, no, no, no. I mean, same thing with nudie magazines. Okay? And you know, these magazines that guys want to look at, you know, many heterosexual guys want to look at, the girl has to be good looking. And there has to be magazines for that have women in it or magazines that have men in it. And they are hired for that reason. But it's not called sexism then. It's not called discrimination then. Mm-mm. Sometimes you have certain demographics that you need to hit and you need to approach. And sometimes they want a female marketing rep. Or they want a male marketing rep. And they use them for to attract certain demographics, whoever will appeal to that population. Well, and people say, well, that's okay, that's okay. So we need to be really, really honest about, the whole, equality concept. We want equality in terms of rights, in terms of pay, in terms of how we're treated, in terms of advancement. But once you start to blur the lines, right, of certain characteristics and certain, you know, nuances and certain talents that people provide, you're kind of lying to yourself. And, you know, women love macho men. 1-877-DOCTOR, we'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's very interesting. The Queen of England, we were talking about this on McIntyre in the Morning on KABC a few days ago. The Queen of England drinks 4 cocktails a day. Now, how old is she now? She's about 90, 91 years old. And from what we understand, she is pretty religious about these cocktails. The monarch of more than 6 decades, according to Vanity Fair, has quite peculiar and specific dietary preferences. The queen has a favorite kind of cake, which is made by her Buckingham Palace chefs, and she has a slice every single day of her favorite cake. Gosh, it'd be nice to be queen. I was in Buckingham Palace a couple of months ago at Buckingham. I didn't go in. But I was like, it was nice. You saw the guards walk around. You didn't really see the changing of the guards. I don't know when that happens. I guess there's supposed to be a big changing of the guards. And we didn't see that happen, but it was very, very cool nonetheless. Now, journal called Food and Wine uncovered another detail about Queen Elizabeth's daily intake. She drinks 4 cocktails a day. So her first drink, according to former royal chef Darren McGrady, is enjoyed shortly before lunch. It's a gin and Dubonnet with a slice of lemon and a lot of ice. Now, Dubonnet is like a sweet wine. I don't think I've ever had Dubonnet. I guess it's a sweet wine that is kind of herbal, has some herbs in it or something. I don't know. But a gin and Dubonnet, that sounds kind of strong. But because there's a lot of ice, maybe it dilutes it a little bit. Then during lunch, she has a piece of chocolate and a glass of wine after her meal. And, so she has cake and the chocolate. I don't think she has diabetes. This is pretty good. Then at lunch, she drinks a dry gin martini, according to her cousin Margaret Rhodes. So basically, 3 drinks before 1 p.m. And then her final drink of the day is a glass of champagne before going to bed. And, the reason why this to me is so fascinating is because she is 91 years old. She runs all over England. That's her job. She is still the queen. Right? Don't they always go long live the queen? Now that could be another reason. Maybe it's because when you have a whole country say long live the queen, the queen lives long. Now, if I could get, America to go long live Dr. Dahlia, then, maybe I could live till I'm 90. But 4 drinks a day. Now, it's interesting because we're getting a lot of news on alcohol and how alcohol can prevent dementia, how alcohol may be able to prevent diabetes. Let's look at the dementia thing. According to Business Insider, there's a good amount of evidence that people who drink moderately are healthier, and they say even heavy drinkers are less likely to suffer age-related cognitive decline. This was a new study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. On July 29th, it looked at 1,300 adults in California. The results showed that people who drank 5 to 7 days a week at moderate or heavy levels, up to 3 drinks a day for people over 65, were 2 to 3 times more likely than non-drinkers to reach 85 years old without showing signs of dementia. They said those results also held true for men under age 65 who drank up to 4 alcoholic drinks a day. Now, in the last week or two, we have gotten all this good news on alcohol, and I'm kind of nervous because we're coming into football season, and people may say, oh, so it looks like we can drink. This is the year of alcohol being okay. Alcohol is still not okay. It's a lot of empty calories. It still could give you a lot of sugar. Has been linked to cancer. So we're not huge fans. Okay, we are not huge, huge fans of the alcohol yet. But now we have a study looking at people who heavily drink may not have Alzheimer's. They say, they also reiterate that alcohol is a factor in 88,000 deaths every year. It's also associated with increased risk of certain cancers, which we talked about. But moderate drinking has been looked at as an adjunct to lowering cardiovascular disease and its latest study with diabetes. So, there was a study that it was called the Rancho Bernardo Study. It looked at health and behavior of residents of the San Diego suburbs since 1972. And they looked at 6,300 people, then they looked at 1,300 people who turned 85 before 2009, and they monitored their cognitive abilities that were kind of tested between 1988 and 1992. Then they were tested regularly, and they answered questions back in their 80s about their drinking habits, and they found that nearly daily drinkers, by the time they turned 85, did not show signs of cognitive decline. So what do we think is going on? Well, maybe alcohol has something to do with preventing those tau protein buildup. Maybe alcohol dilates blood vessels, so you end up getting more blood flow to the brain, to body parts. We don't know, because alcohol raises blood pressure. And when you raise blood pressure, that's not good for the brain. So my guess, if I had to pull this one out of my retroperitoneum, is that for some people, alcohol works. For some people, it doesn't. And that's why I wish I knew more about homeopathy, because homeopathy kind of takes that premise where depending on your body type and constitution, something is going to really be up your alley and something may not. Look at that book, Eat by Your Blood Type. You know, if you were blood type B, you would do much better staying away from carbs than somebody who's blood type A. And, I really think that's going to be the art of medicine later, where you look at who's in front of you and you dissect, you know, what you have and figure out what, you know, will make them thrive and what can do them in. The only problem with that is cancer is chaotic. You know, you go out into the sun and it was a bad free radical day and, you know, you get some melanocyte that decides to turn rogue, that's not good. You know, and that can't all be about your genetics because there's a lot of environmental factors that expose us to cancer. But in terms of things that go into our body, it would be very, very cool to figure out our constitution and go, look, all right, Dr. Dahlia, you need to eat about 5 carrots a day. You need to avoid red meat. Well, that wouldn't be cool. I'd be like, red meat? No, I love red meat. What? Okay, let's say, all right, Dr. Dahlia, you could eat, you know, two steaks a week. Ooh, okay, I'm there. Done. I'll eat them all in one sitting. You could have 5 carrots a day. You could maybe get away with 2 glasses of wine, and that would probably let you live till you're 90. Or by then, 100. So it's interesting. But, you know, when you look at the Queen, and look how long people are living. Betty White is 95 years old. Whatever the heck Betty White is doing, I want to do. You know, especially since she gets to be in the movies. You know, there's just so much when some of you guys are frustrated, going, okay, well, look, one study says alcohol is bad, one study says alcohol is good, it's because you can't stop science. And so when you see these people that are living till their hundreds, or you see people well into their 90s without dementia, the science part of society wants to sit them down and go, what are you doing? How did you do this? You know, what is making you tick? And they go back and especially with Europeans, many of them say, I have my daily glass of wine. Benjamin Franklin loved his wine. Remember? We talked about that. He didn't have a lot of vices, but he had to have his 4 drinks a day. And he lived, I believe, well into his 80s or 90s. I believe he lived a long life. So there's, you know, again, it's different strokes for different folks. But what we have to do is, you know, we have to realize that when you do have these centenarians or these people that are doing really, really well over 100 or in their 90s or whatever, that doesn't necessarily mean it's you. And what worked for Joe doesn't necessarily mean it'll work for Bob. But if we find that more people do better with alcohol than those who don't, it would be very, very interesting to figure out why. What is it? Now, some people say, well, it's the resveratrol in grapes. It could be. But, you know, the Queen isn't drinking wine all the time. Champagne and gin. So there's something to spirits. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speaks speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money." Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. or on Facebook and Twitter. So Julia writes, "I think my son is gay, but can't tell if he's transgender. What's the difference? He's 15. Could he be confused? He seems to like things girls do, and I've seen him check out other boys. I don't want him bullied or hurt or get HIV. Can I talk to you about this?" And she left her number. And I'm going to call her this weekend. I wish I could talk to you on air, because I have a lot of of questions and like, what do you mean that he seems to like things girls do? See, me as a girl, I liked playing with bugs. I liked cars. I liked to cook. I liked boys. I'm kind of interested because, you know, now the way we, you know, the way, you know, kids play or hang out or do things, you know, it's not like pink and blue, you know, it's a little bit more blurred. And, you know, I am a straight girl who's loves being a girl, but I just really liked playing and hanging out with the guys. I just do. You know, if I had a choice of watching football or watching Desperate Housewives, I do not want to watch Desperate Housewives. I want to watch football. But watching football is not a guy thing anymore. A lot of women love watching football. So, you know, so that's one question I have. So the difference between gay and transgender is gay is loving or being attracted to somebody of your sex. So being gay or lesbian would be, gay is usually in terms of a male, being attracted to another male, a lesbian, a female being attracted to another female. Transgender people, they could be straight, they could be lesbian, they could be gay. Doesn't matter. Transgender is a different sort, has a different definition to it. Being transgender is where you're born into a body that you don't want to be. And it's very serious for somebody to have true transgender issues. Because if your soul is in a body that you don't want to be in, you know, I mean, look at how many of us, you know, may not like the way we look, may not like, you know, our height, may not like our, you know, you'll hear this from people who are short. They go, I don't want to be short. In my mind, I'm a Larry Bird. I'm Magic Johnson. I am tall. You know, in my mind, and here I am, I'm shorter than everybody. I don't want to be in this body. That's not necessarily considered transgender. But that frustration that a lot of people have is exaggerated in somebody who really doesn't want to be a boy or doesn't want to be a girl. And it's wrong to think that all gay or lesbian individuals are transgender. There are many women out there who are lesbian that love being a female. They have no problem having breasts. They love their body, and they are happy with the body they have. They just want to share their life or share their bed with another female. Same thing with a male. You have some males that love their physique. They love the muscles they have. They love having a penis. They love having, you know, the cut jaw. You know, they love the way they look. They love their body. They just are attracted to men. So just because somebody is gay does not necessarily mean they're transgender. However, you may have people who are transgender where part of their frustration is because of the homosexuality, even though you have transgenders who could be straight. So if you have somebody that does not feel like society is going to welcome them, or school, or and you talk about bullying and et cetera, and you have, let's say you have a male that is, born to in a male's body, but he really feels female. You know, he wants to have a woman's body. He doesn't want to have a penis. He doesn't want, you know, he wants to be a female and he wants to be in another man's arms and he doesn't want to be in the body that he's in. That's transgender. And they may want to start going through the transformation. Now, not all transgenders want to go through the transformation. That's very scary. For a woman to want to go through the transformation to be a male or a male to go through the transformation of a female, that is very scary. Look how freaked out we are getting our appendix removed or our tonsils removed. You see what I mean? To think that not only you would have surgery, especially on the genitals, but to have to go through the hormonal changes and taking these hormones, I mean, what a transgender has to do to go through the process is pretty grueling. You know, doctors try to make it as easy as possible on them and as smooth a transition, but it is not easy. And so, you know, to assume that somebody who's transgender is going to want to go through the surgery and spend government money and et cetera is, like we were talking about the military, and that topic had come up about a week or two ago. And, I understand how, you know, certain battalions, if they don't want to have women or, you know, they, you know, need to be a group of guys that, you know, sleep basically on top of each other in small areas because they have to do a mission, and having a female there could put them at risk of sexual assault because they, you know, had to sleep in a very confined area. I get how certain battalions, then let them be all guys. That's fine. Okay, if women want to be on the battlefield, let women be on the battlefield. But if there's certain battalions and certain teams that need to be male only, I get that. Alright, I get that, because now you could get sued and you could get accused of whatever, and, you know, guys don't want to have to think twice if they need to carry a woman and accidentally grab her by the waist, okay? It's crazy that that's the world we live in, but now people are responsible and sued for everything now, and we don't need, you know, we don't need that extra mental burden on our troops. However, if whoever wants to serve in our military, let them. I mean, God bless them for wanting to, protect our country and protect our soil. But, you know, Julia, in terms of, you don't want him to be bullied. You don't want him to get hurt. You know, what I suggest you do is he's 15. He could still be, he may not understand the concept of gay or transgender, etc. So I would suggest talking to him. And if you're not comfortable talking to him, have his medical provider talk to him. And some of the things we would say would be, first, you know, would you describe yourself as happy? Would you describe yourself as, some days happy, some days not? Would you describe yourself as sad? You know, most of the time. Now, you know, I'm sad. You know, what are you sad about? Does anything frustrate you? Do you like yourself? If there's anything about you you could change, what would that be? You know, then talk about relationships. Have you found yourself, attracted to people now, as you're going through, changes in high school? Yeah. Are you attracted to boys? Are you attracted to girls? Are you attracted to both? And many of them will say both. Not that they're lying, but many of them will find girls attractive and guys attractive. And then it's when they find a relationship that kind of reconfirms, because again, they're programmed where boys have to, hook up with girls and girls have to hook up with guys. So sometimes that programming could confuse them and they may not be sure. But then eventually, when they start to mature and their brains are able to emotionally handle the concept, they'll, when they're 18, 19, 20, 21, be able to make that distinction and come out. You want to, as a parent, make sure that you provide an arena and, a home that allows him to be able to be open. You know, having to hide one's sexuality or one's identity doesn't sit right with the psyche. And unfortunately, it doesn't manifest very well for the physical or mental health. I'll talk to you this weekend, but would love to hear more. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.